Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. The greyhound industry on the south coast is buoyed by the news the man in charge of shutting down greyhound racing has reportedly told the Premier he doesn't believe in the ban. News Corp reports John Kinneary sent Mike Baird his resignation letter but decided to stay after a discussion. Labor leader Luke Foley says Mr Baird needs to listen to his hand-picked chairman.
When he's telling the Premier that the ban's unfair and unworkable, the Premier needs to start listening. I don't know what it will take.
Northbound lanes of the Hume Highway near Sally's Corner Road are currently closed because of an earlier truck fire. Motorists travelling in the area are being asked to exercise caution. South Coast beaches will be getting new safety measures this month as 85 additional shark-catching drum lines are deployed along the state's coast. Les Sanders reports.
Primary Industries Minister Niall Blair held a meeting with community leaders in Ballina after last Monday's shark attack off Lighthouse Beach. Mr Blair says the initial rollout of the new smart drum lines along the north coast has been a success, with 31 great white and 5 bull sharks successfully tagged and relocated. Unlike traditional drum lines, the caught sharks are not designed to be killed. Instead, Department of Primary Industries scientists are alerted, who then tag and release the fish elsewhere. Les Sanders reporting.
More blustery conditions are a distinct possibility later this afternoon and tonight, with the Weather Bureau expecting another burst of wind to develop. A pressure gradient with a cold front behind it is causing the gusty conditions, and Bureau of Meteorology duty forecaster Andrew Haig says the South Coast and Southern Highlands are all likely to be buffeted again.
We did have gusts of the order of 90 to 100 kilometres per hour, several of them recorded, but also some fairly strong winds further south on the south coast.
The bosses of Australia's four biggest banks are facing a parliamentary committee to discuss business policies. They'll be asked how they're cleaning up their act amid allegations of wrongdoing. And Hume MP Angus Taylor has told Sky News there are two sides to this.
On the one hand, having strong banks has actually been a great bonus for us. It certainly was a benefit to us through the financial crisis. If another financial crisis hits, then our strong banks will be a great aid to us. On the other hand, having strong banks means they have a level of social responsibility they mightn't in a different system.
And Windjaka Abbey Council has received some welcome news, with the Office of Emergency Management approving its application for natural disaster assistance. It comes after the East Coast low storm event in June, which caused more than $2 million of damage to vital infrastructure. And General Manager Anne Prendergast says Council will be hoping to start some of the repair work this week.
We had to submit a very detailed list of works that were required that came directly as a result of the East Coast low in early June. So there's a huge list of projects. It's right across the Shire. Some of the roads are, you know, the sealed roads, and then there's unsealed roads. You know, some of it will be for table drains, etc.
To sport, and the Illawarra Cutters continue to bask in the glory of becoming the first team from New South Wales to win the Intrust Super Championship. The Cutters outclassed the Burleigh Bears 54-12 to clinch the title. And South Coast surfers Tyler Wright and Sally Fitzgibbons will be back in action later today in the opening heats of the Roxy Pro contest in France. Fitzgibbons will be first up in Heat 1, while Wright is slated to surf in Heat 3. That's the latest news and sport.